Can we put them on for the gallons? Rabbeinu is on basis this Tyrana Pasuk Vahoya Hashem Lamelech Al Kol Aretz. Rabbeinu Zal says, the Hine HaKlal Hu, the rule is, Shekol Ma Shon Waisin, that everything that we Bnei Yisrael do, Hein HaTfila, the Hein HaLimud, which basically consists of two items, Tfila and Torah, Hu Kedei Sheyizgale Malchusa Yisborach. Our main purpose is to reveal the Malchusa Hashem. Rabbi Nizal explains now, Ki ha-hevel peh hu bechinas hei. The speech of a person, the dibur, the breath that comes from a person's mouth, that corresponds to the letter hei of yudkei vavkei, the last hei, which is the malchus. V'ha-koil hu behamshocho. The concept of koil, the drawing of the voice, hu bechinas vav. That corresponds to the letter vav. If you recall, we said many, many times that this is the reason why, where does the koil come from? From the trachea, which is the shis izkon shebekone, the six rings of cartilage in the corner, showing that the koil is an union of the letter vav of yudkei vavkei. There's koil and there's dibur. Koil is the vav, dibur is the hey. Rav Nezal says, ukishaloi meid oim espaleo, bidechilu urechimu, and when a person learns or davens with yira and ahava, dechilu is the Aramaic word for yira, rechimu is ahava, nizgale bechinas yudkei. He reveals the concept of Yud Kei, and I noticed Rabbi Zal marked off that in the Zohar Kodesh, in one place in the Zohar Kodesh and the Tikkuni Zohar Kodesh, there seems to be two different shotim. In one place, it seems to say that the Yud is Dechilu, that the Yud is Yira, and the Kei is Ahava. In another place, it seems to imply the general item that we accept is that the Yud is Ahava and the Kei is Yira. Yud is Chachma, which leans towards Chesed, Ahava, and Kei is Yira, which leans towards Bina, although both of these items are brought in Zohar Kodesh. How could it be the other way? The answer is there is a Yira that's above Ahava. You have the question of Zohar Kodesh, that why do we see that sometimes Ahava is placed first? In other words, sometimes we say bedechilu urechimu. Why do we say yira first, which seems to be giving yira more kavod? The answer is that there's a yira which is below ahava, there's a yira which is above ahava. There's yira sa'onish, which is below ahavas Hashem. There's yira sa'rimimus, which is above ahavas Hashem, which is the whole concept of tefillah, that there is a tefillah which is lower than Torah, there is a tefillah which is higher than Torah. Rabbi's always said that that answer corresponds to this discussion in the Zohar Kodesh. Okay, now Rabbi Nizal says, okay, so we have Yud K. When a person is learning or davening, his koil is the vav, the hevel peh is the K, and the ahava and yira that he puts into it is the Yud K. Ukishaloi made, and this would correspond beautifully with the fact that we say the word mitzvah. The word mitzvah is actually Yud K vav K, because mem and tzadik in atbash is Yud K. Ukishaloi made halacha, ba'ofen zeh, when a person studies halacha in this manner, with yira and ava, where he says the words, like we stress the Shabbos, note here again, you can't read it with your eyes, there has to be koil and dibur, bayrei olam echad, he creates a world. Note the pasuk says, halichos olam loy, al tikri halichos el halachos, that halacha is an inyan of an olam. Ukishaloi made kol ha-mesechta, and when a person learns a whole mesechta, an entire mesechta in Gemara, which is many halachos, nase matronisa, he creates a malka to Hashem, kaviyachol, a queen. V'ha-halachos hein almin dilo, and the halachos are the worlds that belong to the matronisa, to the queen. Ki ein melech b'loyam, because you can't have a king without a nation. V'zeh, this is pshat in the pasuk, v'hoyo Hashem lemelech al kol ha'oretz, that Hashem will be king over the whole world, shenizgale malchusoi, meaning that Hashem's malchus will be revealed. Rav Nosson Zal points out, mevor lema'ayin, it should be pretty clear to anyone looking at this, shechosar kan rubai kekuloi, that the majority, or just about the whole item here, is missing. In other words, we're missing the majority, 99% of what Rav Nizal wanted to say here. Ki ikar hamechuvon choser min ha-sefer. Because the main item that Rav Nizal was trying to get to here is missing. V'loi zochisi la'amoid klal al dvorim elu. And I wasn't zeicher to understand whatsoever what point Rav Nizal was trying to get across here. Now note, you have an ayai who looks at this. Well, I see some stuff. This is the one who knew best Rabbi Nezal's style of saying Torah, he was the one who was an authority to say when it is clear, when it isn't clear. In other words, we looking at this, I could say looking at this, Lefi Anios Daiti, that, you know, I see he's talking about the Malchus, you know, what's wrong? This is a whole Torah. This is the person who knew best what Rabbi Nezal considered a whole Torah. And he was the one who was an authority to be able to say that this is not a whole Torah. Here, the majority of what he wanted to bring out is missing, and I wasn't zecher to understand whatsoever what he wanted to bring out, period. Just one interesting item, I saw this recently, a chiddush that the Mefarshim bring on this pasuk, V'hoyo Hashem l'melech ha'kol aretz. We're talking about Pesach, this Pesach Shabbos, the union of Pesach, Gula of Pesach, versus the Gula of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Sifrei Kabbalah bring throughout, Rebbe's I'll mention this a lot of times, that Pesach was an union of Shalekah Sever. In other words, the Jews did not deserve to be taken out. There was Isarusa de la Ilo. In other words, Hashem gave a freebie. He saw that they were desperate. He went Shalekah Sever and he took them out, meaning that the Isarusa de la Ilo came before the Isarusa de la Sato. Whereas the Geulas Mashiach, it's not going to be any more like that. There's going to have to be an Isarusa de la Sato first before there's an Isarusa de la Ilo. Now, look again, look at the Kedusha in the Sifrei Kabbalah, how deep their understanding is of items. You have Hashem's name, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. Within Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, which would you call Isarusa de la Ela? Which would you call Isarusa de la Sata? The answer is very simple. The Yichud of Yud-Kei is something that's not dependent on us whatsoever. That's a Yichud that's constant. We don't do anything to maintain it. It's something that Kaviyochel Hashem himself supplies the fuel for that Yichud. Whereas the Yichud of Vav-Kei, that's totally in Bnei Yisrael. When we're good, we bring about a yichud of Vav-Kei. The Kruvim faced each other. When the Yidden were good, when the Yidden are no good, Chas V'Shalom, there's a period between Vav and Kei. So in Hashem's name, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, we refer to the Yud-Kei as Isarusa de la Ela. The Vav-Kei corresponds to Isarusa de la Sata. The Sifrei Kabbalah bring, this is the message in this pasuk. When we talk about Mashiach's coming, V'hoyo Hashem l'melech. It's going to have to be different from Pesach. This time it's going to have to be first Isarusa de la Sato, V'hoyo is first Vav-Kei, then Yud-Kei. That's the way it's going to have to be. The Jews are going to have to try to do something to make themselves deserving of being taken out. That kind of thing. Pesach. In other words, the Yom Kippur Pesach was Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei. Why? Because then it was Hashem's chesed first. In other words, before the Jews did any mitzvah, on the premise that the Yidden are going to do mitzvahs when they're going to be taken out of Mitzrayim, Hashem made the first move and took them out. That was like a chesed chino. Although, as Rebbe Zal mentioned many times, in our display of this, we have to ask Hashem, please give us chesed chino. In other words, we're not looking to be the ones to earn Mashiach's coming. In other words, if we're not worthy of it, we beg of you, give it to us anyway. Like Rabbi Nezal says in Torah Beis, that as much as we do, we cook and we bake and everything, you remember that thing? He says, but still, if not for the fact that we were close to the ship, we would have been destroyed. And the ship means the end of the chesed of Hashem. Hasakol asafnun ruban chasodin. Meaning that although we hear this from the Sifrei Kabbalah, we're still looking for the chesed of Hashem. In other words, what's going to be Isarus, our Isarus of the Sata? Only tefillah. Just to ask Hashem to help us. Okay, period. Baruch Hashem.
So when the Rebbe Nezal says about the halachas by her and everything, we don't understand it.
We could understand that always these words are the words of the Zohar Kodesh, that there is a matronisa, and the halachas are her olamais kaviyachon. But what was Rebbe Nezal trying to present here? Rebbe Nezal's teiras are always etzos. In other words, he didn't say teiras tam. He didn't write Sifrei Kabbalah. He wrote a sefer which was full of etzos. In this teiras, it's hard to see what etzos he's trying to bring out. Or in any case, Rav Nosson Zal again writes that Lehi Vanti Kla. We'll leave it at that. Okay, next. Terayin Ches. Vayitain, Rabbein Zal bases this time on a pasuk in Shmuel Anavi. Vayitain oiz lemolchoi, v'yorein keren meshichoi. Hashem gave strength to his king and will lift up the keren, the glory of Mashiach. If you recall, we had a lot of chidushim about this pasuk, the whole union of v'yorein being the union of Nahar, right. Rabbi Zal mentioned the whole union of the Kedusha versus the Tumah. The worst Tumah that exists in the world is Esav. Esav, the two klipos, Esav and Yishmael. Esav is much worse. Esav is Edom. Edom is Roimi. Roimi. Malchus Roimi. That's what it's called many, many times. Malchus Roimi is Esav. What's the opposite of that? Who's going to be the one to take the Israel out of Golus? Ve'yareim keren meshichai. By Moshiach it says the word ve'yareim. Ve'yareim is the opposite of roimi. Through the kedusha, that's the whole concept. Rabbi Zal mentioned about nahar dinoir, that in heaven, what's the place where a person gets purified from all sins, from sitra achra? Nahar dinoir. Nahar dinoir, the Zohar Kodesh says, nahar dinoir, the river of fire. What type of fire is this? This is the fire that purifies from the fire of Tumah, from the fire of Tavis Rois. Because the word Nur is Begematria Raimi. That's the opposite. Rabbi Ezra brings a different Torah that Meho Eish Yotsu, Ve'esh, what's the wording that he uses? The wording that's put in the Gemara about the Libun, just a second, Torah Dalid. That whatever was done through fire, you know, you remove it through fire. You know about the libun of Kalim, a Kalim that's used in fire. So sins come through fire, through the koyach of the Satan, who is called Chom, the Mechamen Gufei de Barnash. He heats up a person with sin. The Tikkun phrase, Nahar de Nur, the river of fire. Nur is the opposite of Roimi. Exactly. Okay, so that's the singing of Vayikin Ozl Molchor, the Yoram Keren Meshichoi. Okay. Now Rabbi Nizal says, Hine, now note again, we're going to run into the same problem, that this is Loshin HaChaverim. We'll try to do it the best we can, and then Rabbi Nizal adds a little bit of a review towards the end. Hine Yesh Bozeh, Bechinas Moshiach, V'ruach HaKedesh, V'yichod Kutchebrichu Eshchintei, U'techiyah. In this pasuk is found the concept of Moshiach, the concept of Ruach HaKedesh, the concept of V'yichod Kutchebrichu Eshchintei, and the concept of Tchiyas HaMeisim. Now we explain. Ki Tchilas HaBriyo Hoyo Kedei Sheyizgale Midas Malchusoi. I'm not positive whether this word is Tchilas or Toicheles, meaning the purpose. Either way, it's okay. Either the beginning of creation or the purpose of creation was in order that Hashem's Malchus should be revealed. Because of Kaviyachol, Hashem's very bright light, it was impossible for it to be received. It couldn't be received as it was. Therefore, Kaviyachol, Hashem was forced to constrict the oyer in order for it to be containable within Olamos. This is Pshat in the Pasuk in Tehillim. Malchuscha, Malchus kol Olamin, meaning Hainu Shemidas Malchus, Hislabesh B'toich Olamos. The Malchus of Hashem was cloaked within worlds. For what purpose? Kedei Shenuchal L'kabel, in order that we should be able to draw from it. Ve'ein mi sheyikabel oil malchusoi. And there wasn't anybody available at the time, in the beginning of time, to be able to accept Hashem's Malchus upon themselves. Lochein yoitzois nefoshois Yisrael. Lochein yoitzois nafshois Yisrael. That's why the nefoshois of Bnei Yisrael had to be created. Sheyikablu oil malchusoi, in order that they should accept upon themselves the yoke of the Malchus of Hashem. Ki ein melech b'loyam. We have that rule that a king without a nation is no king. Umeayin yoitzois nafshois Yisrael. From where did the nefoshois of Bnei Yisrael come from? Me oilam hadibur. From a place called the Olam Hadibur. V'zehu, this is Pshat in the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Nafshi Yotzo Bedabroi. My nefesh came forth from where? From Dibur. Hainu, Shenafshis Yisrael, Yotzois Me Olam Hadibur. The nefeshes of Israel came forth from the Dibur. As we say, Bidvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu, Baruach Piv Kol Tzavon. V'hadibur hu bechinas malchus. Dibur is an union of malchus. K'may shekosu, as the posuk, k'may shomar Eliyahu, as Eliyahu Navi said in his chapter in the Tikkuni Zohar, posach Eliyahu, malchus peh, that malchus corresponds to the mouth. Hu bechinas shchino. Okay, so we see how, just a second. So this is the concept of malchus. Next. Ubechinois Shechina Gamkein. This is also an inyan of the Shechina. Just a second. Dibur v'hadibur hu bechinas malchus. Dibur is a concept of malchus. Kama she'omar Eliyahu malchus peh. That's number one. Ubechinois Shechina Gamkein. And dibur is also an inyan of the Shechina. Ki sheichenes itom tomid b'li hefzik rega. Because the Shechina, why is it called Shechina? Because it is always sheichen among Bnei Israel. It rests constantly with Bnei Israel. As the Pasuk says, ha-sheichen itom b'seich tumoisam. That Hashem Kaviyachol rests among Bnei Israel even when they are tomid, even when they're at their worst. V'hu b'chinois eim habonim, and the Shechina is many times referred to as the mother of the children, the mother of Klal Yisrael. Haynu k'moy sheho eim hoyleches tamidim bonecho, just like a mother always goes with her children. When they have to be diapered, who goes with them? The mother, not the father, the mother. Ve'eino sheichach asoysam, and the mother never forgets the children. Kein hadibur shehu b'chinas Shechina. So too, the dibur of a person, which corresponds to the Shechina, hoyleches im ho'odom tamid, the dibur of a person stays with him constantly and never leaves him. Now note, dibur is an inyan of Shechina. We mentioned many times that everything about the mouth is an inyan of Shechina. Peh is begematria elikim with the kolel, which is an inyan of malchus, Shechina. Lashon, the tongue, is begematria Shechina, exactly. Sofo, the lip, is begematria Shechina, showing that everything about the mouth is an inyan of Shechina. Everything about dibur is an inyan of Shechina. Vezehu, this is what the pasuk says, ki midei dabriboi zocher eskerenu, that the more a person talks about Hashem, kaviyachol, the more the person remembers Hashem. Hainu kemoi shamanu, just as we said previously, shehad dibur zecheres oisei tamid, v'hoileches imoi afilu v'mokoyim hatanoifes. That the dibur of a person, when a person has his chaydus, this dibur goes with him wherever he is. Even when he falls into the lowest yerida, his diburim of kedusha, the hispaidus that he had while he was good, stays with him, and that's what acts as ropes tied around him for him to be able to climb out of any tumor conceivable. As we see, the meaning of mima'amakim kirasicha, I cry out Hashem mima'amakim, from the oimek, from the lowest place, and even there my dibur is with me to be able to pull me out. V'zeh b'chinas golos hashchino. This is the concept of golos hashchino. Shehadibur hu b'chinas hashchino. What did I say? Sofo is begimatria malchus?
Shechina.
Sofo is begimatria shechina. I wanted to make sure I didn't make a mistake. Okay. Shehadibur, v'zeh b'chinas golos hashchino. Shehadibur b'chinas hashchino begolos v'nesalim. The dibur goes into a prison, sort of, meaning that the person becomes mute, in a sense. Kemoshekosov, as the Pasuk says, Ne'elamti Dumiyo. I was silent. Ne'elamti means I became Elaim. Dumiyo also means I was silent. Note, the Sifrei Kabbalah bring an interesting thing. Rabbeinu Zal says in a different term later on, Kilav kol dibur nikra dibur. When we say a Zhlab talks, do you call that dibur? Here Rabbeinu Zal says dibur is the Shechina. When is dibur dibur?
When it has das.
When it has das. Mm-hmm. What's the pasuk that Rabbeinu Zal brings to prove it?
It's just like Kainish.
No. Gam.
Das
gam beloy das. Nefesh loy toiv. Without das, the nefesh is no good. Nefesh is dibur. Without das, dibur is nothing. Meaning that when is the dibur dibur? When it has das. What is das? The combination of chachma and bina. This is why the Sifrei Kabbalah bring. What is dibur? We just said that peh is bigimatria elikim. Elikim is an inyan of dibur. What's the opposite of dibur? Elaim. Elaim means one who is silent. What's the difference between elaim and elikim? Simply take out the das. Take out the yud kei. That's elaim. And note the pasuk that they bring. Ne'elamti. I was silent. Why? Dumiya. What is dumiya? Daim yud kei.
Wow.
Yud kei was removed. That's, in other words, that the whole, you have goyim talk. Do you call that dibur? Is that the dibur that's discussed in this holy Kutim Ran? Chas v'shalom. That's a behema. In other words, do animals talk? You ask any person, do fish talk? Definitely. Why is it that Odom is called Medaber? In other words, we say that behema is chai, Odom is Medaber. It means, obviously, Rabbeinu Zal says on Kutim Ran, because Odom is Das. The word Odom is begematria three times yud kei, showing that what makes him Medaber? The fact that there's seichel. Without the yud kei, without the seichel, there's no dibur. That's what it is. Gam b'lei das, nefesh lei tayv. It's good to remember these psukim. In other words, to know when you learn these things, to know how to associate. Okay, so the golus hashchina is an inyan of ne'elamti dumiyo. V'zeh, this is pshat in the pasuk in Tehillim. Ha'umnom ilayim tzedek tedaberun. Meaning, when a person is ha'umnom, just a second. Ha'umnam ilayim tzedek tedaberun. This is talking about when a person doesn't have emes, he doesn't have truth, he's silent in a sense, his words are silent. Hainu, ki tzedek ze malchuso kadisho kenoido. Tzedek is malchus. We mentioned many times, tzedek tedaberun. Tzedek is dibur, which is malchus. U malchus hu hadibur kanal. Kishehu begolus hu ilein. When the dibur is in golus, that's the concept of ilein. V'lochein b'ma shepogam yisakein. How do you correct putting the dibur in golus, putting the shin in golus? In that which you are pogam, that's what you have to correct. Hainu vidui dvorin. The ikar tikkun for the malchus kedusha is through vidui dvorin. When a person is mizvadet Hashem, a person speaks out all his sins that he did that day, all his shortcomings in dibur to Hashem. As the pasuk says, "Chu imochem dvorim." Take with you words, not actions. It doesn't say actions. Take with you words. Sheizvada tomid b'chol liboy noichach pnei Hashem. A person should say vidui always with his whole heart before Hashem. Azai v'shuvu el Hashem. That's real tshuva. Sheyoshuvu kol hadvorin shepogam el shaloshoy. The person will be able to return all the items that were taken out of their proper place, be able to restore them to their proper place. V'ze bechinas yichud kutsha b'richu shchimpei. This is the concept of a yichud kutsha b'richu shchimpei. The Shechina was forced to wander. The dibur went into golus. Through vidui dvorin, you restore that hay back to the yudkei vav. Ki miyached hadibur shehu bechinas hashchino kanal. The person is miyached the dibur, which is the Shechina, el Hashem, to Hashem. V'zehu gam kein shamra kosel. This is what the pasuk also says. V'nigla kivoid Hashem. V'kavoid of Hashem will be revealed. V'ra'u kol bosar yachdov. When all people will see ki pi Hashem diber. Hainu. Kishem yached hadibur im Hashem, ki pi Hashem diber. When a person brings together the diber to Hashem, shehu yichud kutshe berichu shchente kanal, oz v'niglo kavoid Hashem. That's when the kavoid of Hashem will be revealed. Kavoid zu shchina kenoida. Kavoid is one of the names for the shchina. V'yavoid melech hakavoid. Kavoid is one of the names of the shchina, as is known. Period. Hainu, shenizgalev and izgadel horas hashchina, the light of the Shechina becomes nizgale, revealed and heightened, shehu bechinas malchus, which is mean of malchus, ki achshav, because now when things aren't that good, niktan oira, the nechlash koicha, the oira of the Shechina has been made small and weak. Kemo shekosuv bezoir HaKadosh, as the Zoir HaKadosh says, shehashchina tzavachas, the Shechina cries out, samchuni bo ashishus. They have placed me in the blackness, in the lowest level possible. Ki choylas avoni, because I'm sick with my love for Bnei Yisrael. The Shechina cries over the fact that she has been separated from Hashem. Hainu ahavas Yisrael, the concept of ahavas Yisrael, the Shechina's love for Bnei Yisrael. She'ani sheichen itom afilu b'seich tumasam. The Zohar Kodesh brings this pasuk, samchuni bo ashishus, to show that taka, this is what happens, that when the Jews go into blackness, samchuni, they place the Shechina into blackness also, because the Shechina never separates from them. The mother is always sent out to go with the children. Now note, which tzaddik was the one who was megala this union of dibur more than anybody else? Rabbeinu Zal said over here that the Shechina is bechinas aim habonim. You know, this whole concept of aim habonim, which always goes with the children, even in their worst tumah, just like the tzaddik follows his talmidim into the worst tumah to bring them out of it. Aim Habonim is Bigamatria, Rabbi Nizal's name, Rabbi Nachman, exactly. Rabbi Avraham Rabbi Nachman brings them in Kol Chayor. When we say Aim Habonim Senecha, Aim Habonim is Nachman, Senecha is Simcha, Rabbi Nachman ben Simcha, Haraluka. That's the one who really taught the praises of Hashem. Vezehu Golos Hashchino. This is the concept of Golos Hashchino. Avol Kemoishamanu, but as we said before, She Yisakein parts of Hamalchus, when a person corrects the parts of the Malchus. The yached hadibur and the yichud that's brought about the yichud of the dibur shehu bechinas malchus ubechinas shchino im Hashem. When a person unites the dibur, which is malchus, which is shchino, to Hashem, partsuf means the face. It's a term that's used in Kabbalah to refer to something. Period. Okay, when this yichud is brought about, yizgale v'yizgadel oiro shel partsuf hamalchus, the oir of the malchus dikusha kaviyochol will be revealed and heightened. V'zehu, this is what the pasuk says, bo'or penei melech chayim. Hainu, sheyitein he'oro bepartzuf hamalchus. When a person places a light into the malchus, yochel lichyos, then the malchus is given chiyus. Ki yochel lichyos, then that person can live. Ki sheyev chayim nimitas hamalchus shehu shalosh ekanal. Because the person draws chiyus from the malchus, which is the Sheirish of Bnei Israel. What's the Sheirish of Bnei Israel? The Shechina. We mentioned many times that the word Shechina, when written b'miloi, Shin Yud Nun, Chav Pei, Yud Vav Dalet, Nun Vav Nun, Hey Yud, I believe it is Biganatria, Tuf Reish Aleph, 601 or 600,000, showing that that's the Mokar of the Anika for Bnei Israel. So when the Malchus is Nistakin, that's when Bnei Israel can draw their Chias from there. Where does the Ikar Chias of a Jew come from? Ki Ikar HaChias Himena Tefillah. It's through Dibur that a person draws the Ikar Chias, either Dibur of Tefillah or Dibur of Torah. HaChochma Techayez Valeho. Ki Chayim Heim L'moitzayim, as we said this Shabbos, refers to Torah, L'moitzayim B'peh. When a person learns Torah with the Peh, through Dibur of Torah and Tefillah, that's where a Jew draws his Chias. Okay. So we have so far the concept of Yichud Kutche Baruch Hu Shchintei. That's what we have so far. We'll see soon. Ve'gam zehu b'chinas Ruach HaKodesh. This is also a concept of Ruach HaKodesh. Ki ma'ase odom chai einoi ki'im machma shenoi she'im neshimois. This that we see that a person is alive. What keeps him alive? The fact that he breathes. He draws in breaths of air. Umahi neshima. What is the breath? Shemoitzi umachnis haruach. A person gives out ruach and draws in ruach, the intake and outgiving of wind. But the zeh b'chinas, this is what the pasuk says: v'hachayis rotzui v'shoi. The chayis, which refers to a certain unit of malachim, go back and forth. Rabbi Nassal says v'hachius, the chius of the person is dependent on rotzui v'shoi, a going out and a coming back. Breathing is going out and coming back in. When a person is attached to the Malchus Dikdusha, umedaber Torah oy Tefillah, and he speaks words of Torah oy Tefillah, maitzi umachnis ruach hakedusha. He gives out and he draws in a ruach of kedusha. V'zehu, this is what the pasuk says, v'ruach chadosha etein bekirbechem. I will place a new ruach within you. Hainu kerev shelochem. Bekirbechem means within your kerev. Meaning, when a person draws a breath of kedusha, azai v'ruach chadosha etein, kaviyochol Hashem gives him a new ruach. What does this refer to? Hainu ruach hakodesh. This is the concept of ruach hakodesh. Any person who is oisek in Torah tefillah lishmo, where he's dovuk to the malchus kedusha, that person is zeichet to this concept of ruach hakodesh. V'zeh, as the pasuk says. The ruach elokim merachefes al pnei amoyim, that the spirit of Hashem hovers over the water. Hainu kishelei mei Torah, when a person studies Torah, ki mayim zu Torah. The Gemara says in Tainus and in many other places, mayim is Torah. So where does the ruach elokim, ruach hakodesh, hover over? It hovers over the Torah. When a person studies Torah and he's dovok to malchus kedusha, he draws ruach hakodesh. Azai, then the ruach alikim shehu ruach hakodesh merachefes v'choyfeif olav, the ruach hakodesh covers over and hovers over the person, v'shayev ruach hachayim, and the person draws this ruach hachayim. Ki b'loy Torah I efshar lichyos, because without Torah it's impossible for a person to live. K'may shekosev b'tikunei zayar, as is brought in tikunei zayar, il molei kanfei reo denashvi alibo havo libo oikid kol gufo. If not for the wings of the lungs that cover over the heart would burn up the whole body. V'reyo do mayo. And the Zohar HaKadosh says the lungs are water. It's an air conditioning system. What does an air conditioning system work on usually? Water. Umayo do Torah, and water is Torah. So we see that the lungs are an inyan of mayim, an inyan of Torah. That's why there are five branches to the lungs. The Gemara says in Chulin, hey ayni islareya, to correspond to the five chamashim of the Torah. Kikishish ha-Yisraeli boyer b'libay l'Hashem yisborach, because when a Jew burns to serve Hashem, he has his slavs to serve Hashem, ha-yobev shori, it would be possible, li-yos oikid kol gufo, that this fire could burn up the whole body. But when a person takes this fire and puts it into words of Torah, words of tefillah, magenes umatzeles olah, the words of Torah tefillah protect this person and save him from any harm. V'chein chas v'shalom lehepech. This works by fire of kedusha. If a person has too much fire to serve Hashem, how does he save himself? by studying Torah, by speaking words of Torah and Tefillah, he gives an outlet for the fire whereby the fire is containable. It can't do any damage. And also the opposite kind of fire, kisheboyer al tayra selam hazeh, when a person has a fiery desire for the wrong types of things, have a oikid gamkin kol gufa, that also could literally burn up the body, chas v'shalom. But a person, after he gets aroused to the fire of sin, he goes and studies Torah, or he does a mitzvah, he magenes umatzelis olav, it protects him and saves him, and it allows him to live. Why? Ki shoyev ruach chayim, because he draws the ruach chayim, shehu ruach hakodesh, mimidas malchus, from the concept of malchus, shehu shaloshoi, which is his sheirish, the sheirish of Klal Yisrael, is the Malchus. We draw from the Malchus, the Shekhinah. V'lachein, this is why the Gemara says, Rishoim b'chayeyem kruyem esim, that a Rosha, while he's alive, is called a mess. Why? Ki machmas shenifsak mi'chevel l'kdusha, because he has cut himself off from his umbilical cord, from the rope, the pipe that ties him to Kedusha. Me'ayin yelei chiyas. Where can he draw chiyas from? Elamai, what does he draw? V'sheyev ruach shel shtus. What's the opposite of ruach chayim? Ruach of shtus. Ki dovuk el melech zokein uksil. Because one who's not dovuk to the Torah is dovuk to the Satan. This is why the Gemara says, in Saita, ein odom oivra veira elehim kein nechnas by ruach shtus. Person only commits a sin if a ruach shtus goes in. Avol lehepech, but the opposite. A person who studies Torah and is Isaac in tefillah, nechnas by, he gets the opposite of ruach shtus. Nechnas by ruach hakodesh. The ruach hakodesh hu bechinas malchus. This is an item to know bechlal of the Kabbalah, the rules of Kabbalah, that ruach hakodesh corresponds to the sphere of malchus. Kemo yishomer hakosuv, as the pasuk says, vatilbash Esther malchus. Esther malka cloaked herself in royalty. V'dorsh razal, the Gemara says in Megillah, shelosh yisor ruach hakodesh. And it's from this Gemara that all the sifrei Kabbalah say ruach hakodesh is an inyan of malchus. Nevuah, certain other items are higher. They come from Dino, or Zeranthin, or this or that. Ubechinas, okay, so that's Ruach HaKadosh. We discussed Ruach HaKadosh. A spirit, what, define the words. Ruach, a spirit, Kadosh, a holy spirit, that comes to a person who studies Torah, or is Isaac in Torah.
This is what actually helps cool down the fire.
100%. It, Ruach means wind, air conditioning, blowing, literally. Okay, next, ubechinas tichyo, gamkein, also the concept of tichyo, tchiyas ha-meisim, kemoishe pirish rashi al posuk vatichi ruach Yaakov, the posuk says that when Yaakovinu found out that Yitzhak was alive, his spirit came to life. And the Rashi HaKodesh says, Sheshor sa olav ruach HaKodesh, meaning his ruach HaKodesh came back. If you recall, the Shekhinah was taken into a path that it wouldn't reveal. That's when his ruach HaKodesh came back. So we see that the inyan of vatichi, the inyan of tichyo, tchiyas ha-meisim, is associated with ruach hakodesh. V'zeh v'chinas shel Moshiach. This is also the concept of Moshiach. Ki kosuv etzloi, the pasuk says about Moshiach, loy lemare ein ov yishvoit. Moshiach is going to be unique. Moshiach is not going to judge people with his eyes, where he's going to look at them to see who's telling the truth or not. Eloh HaKoyel Beruach HaKodesh. What part of the body is Moshiach going to... How's Moshiach going to tell the truth? With his nose. The concept of Ruach HaChaim, the Neshima. Eloh HaKoyel Beruach HaKodesh. His power is going to be Ruach HaKodesh. Ki Azai Yesukan Partzuf Malchus B'Shleimus. Because when Moshiach will come, the Malchus Dikdusha will be nistaken completely. V'niskabeitz Kol HaBachinois HaMalchus El Shaloshoi. And all the Nitzutzais of the Malchus are going to be gathered together to their original place. V'hoiso L'Hashem HaMelucha. And the Melucha will be restored to Hashem. V'hoyo Hashem L'Melech Al Kol Horetz. V'nuchal L'Hakires V'reinu L'Malam Kol Ho'ilomois. And then the Jews are going to be able to recognize Hashem as being way above all physical worlds without any lavush. In other words, now Hashem's kavod is nilbash within worlds, within kelim. Hashem is, it's not going to require any kelim. We're going to be able to recognize Hashem kaviyachol in the form of Oyer Ein Sof. V'zehu, this is what the pasuk says, ki Hashem melech godol al kol ha'oretz. Hashem will be Melech Godoyo al kol ha'oretz, over all the worlds, above worlds. Hainu, kishemidas malchus yeh godoyo, when a malchus will be great. this ale oira, and its light will be elevated. How machmas tikon maaseinu, through our correcting our deeds, azai nucha lahakir esporeinu al koil, then we'll be able to recognize Hashem over everything, dahainu lemala mikol hoilamais, above all the worlds. V'loik mayachshav, not as we see Hashem now. Right now, until Mashiach comes, we can only see Hashem as He is Nislavesh within the worlds. The pasuk says, "Ki molo ha'oretz deyas Hashem." But Israel will be given such great minds, whereby they'll be able to be masik the greatness of Hashem, even outside the Olamos, above the Olamos. Which again is a concept which we today can't understand. We can't talk about it. We have to try to take it for the way we see it, the way Rabbeinu Zal presents it. Okay. Now we're going to tie all of these things to this pasuk. Vayitain oiz lamolchai, haynu kishiyitain oiz v'ha'ora l'midas ha'malchus, when a Jew will see to it to give strength to the malchus, azai v'yorein keren meshichai, ki kol echod yisakein b'chinas Moshiach shaloi, each and every Jew will perfect his b'china of Moshiach, v'yelech mimadrego madrego, ma'at ma'at, and he'll climb up from level to level slowly, ad she'esakein ha'oras parts of malchus b'shleimus, until the image of the malchus d'kedusha will be mesakein completely, v'zehu b'chinas Moshiach. This is the concept of Moshiach. Period. Rav Moshe Zal says, gam dvorim eilu einu mesudorim yofeh, these words are not in order properly, v'chusar behem gam kein, and there's a lot missing here too, u'kefi hanira, and as it appears, Hamachuvan mehem, the Rabbeinu Zal's kavon in these words were as follows. Shemedaber mimailas hadibur de kedusha. Rabbeinu Zal this Torah is discussing the greatness of the dibur of kedusha. Ki hadibur de kedusha hu bechinas hashchina. The dibur of kedusha is the concept of the shchina. Vehu bechinas ruchei shel Moshiach. Dibur of kedusha is a concept of the ruach of Moshiach. Bechino is ruach hakodesh. Bechinas tchia, bechinas yichud kodesh baruch hu shchintei. In other words, what are all of these items? Rabbeinu Zal is trying to connect all of these items to Dibor. The main topic of this prayer is Dibor. Dibor is Moshiach. Dibor is ruach hakodesh. Dibor is yichud kodesh baruch hu shchintei. Dibor is tchia sameisim. V'chol zeh mevor mitoch divrei haTorah anal. Rabbeinu Zal, all of this is explained within the Torah. Rak shein hadvorim mesudorim koroi. The words are not in sequence as they should be. V'ein haloshein mesukon. And the wording isn't as good as it really should be. V'afal pikein, but still, kulam nechoichim lemevin. All of these items are pretty clear to one who understands. V'yishorim lemoitzoi das. And they're smooth to those who have seichel. Period. It's also clear from this Torah that the dibur travels with a person even to the filthiest places, like a mother who goes with her child to any place where the child goes. That's why one of the names given to dibur is Eim Habonim. Vezehu kimide davriboy zocher es korenu oy, haynu shafilu im ha'odom munach chas v'shalom b'makom shehu. Even if a person finds himself in the worst place, in the worst yerida, afilu b'shofol hamadrega ma'oid, even in the lowest places, afilu b'mekaymes hamatunafin, even in a filthy place, afal pikein still, al yedei hadibur yochay lahaskir esatz medashim isporach. If he'll speak, if he'll speak words of Kedusha, the speaking alone can remind them about Hashem. Dehainu shafilu imhu b'mokam shehu, even if he's wherever he is, in Yischazek, gam shom ledaber al kol ponen diburim kedoshim shel teru tefila v'hispaydus, if the person will at least fight to try to speak words of Kedusha, whether it be tefila or teru v'hispaydus, yochay la'askir satme b'Hashem ispah, he'll be able to awaken his mind to remember about the greatness of Hashem, afilu sham b'mekaymes hanamuchim, even in those low places, shein b'chinas mekaymes hametunafim, which are called filthy places, afilu nofal amokam shenofal, even if he fell to the lowest place. Why? Ki hadibur einoi meniach oisei l'shkeyachas Hashem yisporach. This is the power of dibur. Dibur of Kedusha makes it whereby it's impossible for the person to forget Hashem. The b'chinas, as the pasuk says, the more you speak about Hashem, the more you'll be blessed with zikaron dikdusha, you'll see that throughout the whole day, you'll be able to be in a kind of mitzvah of shivisi Hashem l'negdi samed. You'll be able to feel Hashem around you. How? If you have the hour of asperibus, if you speak words of Torah, if you speak to your friends about coming close to Hashem. Shekol zman sheyesh bo yadibor shosh misporach, shehu adibor dikdusha, ze hadibor eino imeni achoy sayli asishkach mehashem misporach. This dibor doesn't allow him to be forgotten from Hashem. Ramos says, understand this very, very well. How great is the koyach hadibur? This is the most wondrous advice that we could possibly give to a person who really wants to see to it not to lose his Ganeidin. This is the most powerful eitz that we can give you, is Dibur. Mach mit the lippen. Rabbeinu Zal told his Talmidim, I came to the world, va'ani sfilo, I came to the world to be Megala, the seed of Dibur. Rabbeinu Zal, the whole Likutei Moran is based, the ikar organ of the body is the pe. That can take a person out of anywhere. Mimamakim kirosicho Hashem. When a person finds himself in Mamakim, what should he do? Should he think? No, he should speak. Because it's deeper that can arouse a person, can pull a person out of any place. Okay, we have one more paragraph. We'll be finished in 3 minutes. Oit mavur mize goidal malas esek ha-Torah ha-Kleisha. So too in this Torah is being stressed the significance of the study of the Torah ha-Kleisha. Shehu ikur ha-chayim shel hodam. The Torah is the ikur life of a person. Ki ol mole kan chereden ashri alibo habolibo ikid kol gufa. If not for the lungs, the heart would burn up the whole body. Watch how Rav Nosson Zal explains this. Look at the wording here. In human beings, there are generally two types of fireplaces, two types of ovens within a person. Latoiv, a good type of fire, ulehetach, the opposite. Ushnehem einon toivim. Both are no good. Both are detrimental. Both can destroy. Kilif ha'amin, because at times leiv hoyish ha'israeli boyer ma'oid ma'oid lashem isporach ki yekoid yikud eish. There are times when a person's heart is burning so strong to Hashem, like the burning of an oven, a very hot oven. Avol hu yoser midai. Ma'oid is the satan, is the yetzara. Toiv zu yetzer toiv. Toiv ma'oid, that's the sitra achra, that's modus. But it's too much. Ad shoyo ef sholio is oikid kol gufa, to the point where this fire could destroy him. Va'afal pi shaboyer lashem isparach, although this person is saying, hey, I'm not doing anything wrong, I'm burning to Hashem. Afal pi kein still, me'achar shehu yoser midai, einoi toiv. Because it's too much anything is no good. Too much hisbaitigus is no good, too much of anything is no good. It's impossible to cool off and to constrict this islavus. In other words, how do you figure out how much? How do you figure out what's too much, what's too little? What do? You take a calculator. But most of all, because it's impossible to figure it out, unless a person studies Torah. The Torah, when a person is Isaac in Torah, Togin HaTorah Olav, the Torah will protect him. The Tatzil Isaac, it'll rescue him. Sheyizkel at Samsem HaHislavus, he should be Zeche, to constrict the Hislavus. Sheyihie Koroi, it should be the way it's supposed to be. That's one type of fire. So too we have the opposite. There are times when a person is burning so much for the wrong kind of taivos, to the point where these taivos could burn up his body. When a person studies Torah, the Torah can save him from the fire of the Satan. Don't forget, Yitzra is Bigamatria Eish. Im poga becho menuval ze, what's the Eitzah? Mashikeu lebeis hanebrish, take him to Torah. Menuval is Bigamatria the Samach Mem, that Malach, that's that Malach, if he tries to attack you, take him to Torah. This fire of Taivos would want to burn up the person, destroy him completely. So what do we see here? cloud, that without the Torah, a person cannot exist whatsoever. The person would be burnt up and made into nothing from the great fire that he has within his power, whether it's too much to the right, or too much to the left. This is pshat in the words of the Zohar Kodosh, El Mole Kanfei Reo, Shehi HaTeira, the Nashva Libo, which covers over the heart, Havo Libo, Oikid Kogufa, the heart would burn up the whole body. Al Yidei Shnei Minoi Tavarasanal, how would the heart burn up the body? Through these two types of fires, either one could destroy, the fire of Kedusha or the fire of Tyrants. The Rak HaTeira Matzelas Nizeh, it's only the Torah that protects a person from all this damage. V'chovein hadvorim l'maisa. But Moshe says here, we're not talking games, we're talking l'maisa, we're talking technically. See to it, after you learn this Torah, make sure you sit down at home and learn Torah every single day inside. Make sure you have a spider list, make sure you speak the burim of Torah and Tefillah, because that was the whole tachas of this Torah, to show you how important these things are. Baruch Hashem. This Torah, by the way, in Likutei Halachos, there's hundreds of pages on this Torah. Rav Moshe Zal goes the biggest, like, out of all the Torahs in the Gemara, one of the ones that he really goes big on is this one. The significance of Gibor, the significance of Torah, and the whole thing.
The main point is to show you had overcome getting burnt up.
Exactly. The fact that the Torah is the air conditioning system, number one. The Torah is the tzimtzum, the kelim in which to contain the fire. The fire is the tefillah. Shipchi kamayim libech meichach pnei Hashem. Tefillah is a meaning of a lathe, fire. And the Torah is the lungs. A person can't exist on a heart alone. You have to have the heart and you have to have the lungs. Those are the two major organs of the body that provide chiyus to the body.
The heart is
tefillah. The lungs is Torah. Although there are times when we say that the heart is Torah, kosvom al luach libecha. But in this Torah, Ben Ezra is pretty much presenting it that tefillah is meaning a fiery desire, a burning passion, and the Torah is the lungs.
The tefillah is part of the cure here, it must be part of the diburim that would call.
True. It's dibur that's the cure. In other words, tefillah is fire, Torah is fire. Halaykoi dvorai ko'esh no mashem. But it's when you put it into words, words are kelim to contain the fire. That's the point of Rabbi Nezal.
So that overcoming of fire here, so from just like Islamists.
Exactly. Too much Islamists. How does a person know when it's too much? He doesn't know. The only way to know is if you keep constantly shur and kirun and Torah and in Tefillah, that's how you'll know if you're within boundaries. You have blinders on that will lead you right on.
What if you mentioned earlier about the person just having tzaddik pulses?
That's another item. That's another one. In other words, each time that the Gemara is giving you different places. No. Can you have what one of them? The answer is, what about when the tzaddik isn't available? What do you do? Just sit at home and learn the Torah and speak words of Torah. That's it. Baruch Hashem. Just want this. See that. Want this.
Nelson Zal says about speaking words of Torah even in Makkos Ham to nothing.
Right.
Isn't it that we learned that if you're in a place like that, you're supposed to say the Shema, this, and if you can't, think about it.
Right.
So why is he saying to stress to speak if we learn it tomorrow?
Because that the main stress is to speak. A person could get to a certain level. Rabbi Nezal says that there's an union of chashmal. What is chashmal? Chashmal is itim choshois, itim amalalois. There are certain malachim in heaven which sometimes they're talking, sometimes they're quiet. Chosh means quiet. Bachashoi, silent. Mamalois means speaking. Rabbi Ezra says there are times when a person feels so low that he can't speak. What should he do then? He should yearn. He should have a shtekikus. But Rabbi Ezra in this prayer is emphasizing, don't be a moron. The thing that could help you more than anything else in pulling you out of the yeriba is just speaking. Hashem, help me. Rabbi Nishalom, any words that you say, the word is the most powerful weapon in pulling a person out. That's what he's emphasizing in this prayer.
Things. First of all, I would say before that Gulas Mitzrayim, Mashal Eka Seder, and Gulas Mitzrayim, Shuk Seder, and but there's going to be a series of Lusata first, that's why it's V'Hoya.
Right.
So isn't that putting Hashem saying Mashal Eka Seder that way?
100%. The answer is, when it's Kaviyachol coming from Hashem, that's a Bechina of Keseder by Hashem. In other words, when a thing is Keseder as far as Hashem is concerned, when Hashem is giving, and then Bnei Yisrael are receiving. When he's on tap, sort of, he's the one making the first move, then Bnei Yisrael make the second move. In other words, Es Hashem, Hemircha Hashem, I forget the pasuk that they bring for the soys, but kaviyachol, there's the love that Hashem expresses to Bnei Israel and what they give back. There's a giving and a taking. When Hashem is the giver and Bnei Israel are the taker, then Bnei Israel are the nukva and Hashem is the duchra, meaning a bechin of keseder legabi Hashem. When Bnei Israel give and Hashem takes, we said reyach nichoyach ishel Hashem, kaviyachol Hashem becomes nukva. That's shalei keseder, and that's the geul of Moshiach. It's going to be bechinas nukva, the tikkun for the malchus dikdusha, dovid amelech, but you know specifically that, and that's why it's shalei keseder. And it's that shalei keseder which, when it becomes nichal and keseder, I think it's also that's the eger tikkun. In other words, when dovid amelech becomes nichal and Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the top, that's the highest possible. When tefillah becomes nichal and Torah, you know that whole thing.
That will be the sarusa leila first.
What by Moshiach they say it requires the sarusa l'sata first. The Jews keep two Shabbos. In other words, why will those work in the Gemara? If the Jews will, what do you mean if the Jews will do? Why does Hashem do? The answer is v'hoyo Hashem l'molech. That as far as gulas Moshiach, it requires an initiative on the part of the Jews. They have to make the first move. Swerve. If one group, the Zohar Kodesh says, they'll get together and they'll be achdus among them to serve Hashem, Moshiach will come. Why? The answer is Vahoya, because the coming of Moshiach is totally in Vav K first, then Yud K Kaviyachol.
Could you explain just again, I had a follow, why is that Shalei Keseder? Why is that set up and then you know Shalei Keseder by Hashem?
Because Lagavi, in other words, picture you're a husband and you're. I don't want this to sound fake necessarily. We're talking personal now.
Of Kedusha is no good. The case of Rabbi Elezer ben Dedai, that he served Hashem until he passed away.
As the Shem, it was not a bechin of Ribui Shem. He did, according to his madrega, it required this type of shuva, where he had to heat himself up to the point where his neshama would go out. 100%. But by regular people, there is a concept of Ribui Shem, where a person could try for too much, where he does more damage than good.
Like 100%.
That's why in the previous Torah, when it's all first, his kashrus to the tzemkin is because he can show you how to learn. The gvul and mark. How do you know how to learn? Tefillah. If the Beit Hashem show me what's too much learning, what's too little. Certain sparim, if I learn it, it's a bechin of ribui shemen. If I try to learn sifrei kabbalah now, it's illegal. That's ribui shemen. It's tamei. You're doing something that you're not allowed to. And that you need the advice of Rabbi.
He said also that having too much asparagus is not good. But Rabbi Yisrael said that he would want his tomato asparagus all day.
Yes, but he warned that his spoidibus with his that Rabbi Yisrael said that at the time of his spoidibus, tried to see to it to have Lev Nishbar. And Lev Nishbar, he only gave a heter 1 hour a day, which implies that there is a concept of going too far even in that. And you look at people, there are people who don't do it with a Seder. And I'm saying, I know that this is MS Lamitai. I know in looking at people, for example, in Eretz Yisrael, I know in talking to different people there were people who, when they started out in Hespedibus, they started out with an hour, you know, right like that. And it lasted for a week or a month, and now they don't have any more Hespedibus period. Whereas a person who started off the other way, started off with 3 minutes, to 5 minutes, to 10 minutes, to 15 minutes, to 20, with a Seder, that person builds and gets locked into each one. And that's a person where it's conceivable for that person to maintain a kviyas of an hour a day for 40 years. You know, like Rebizal, that kind of thing. And that's this concept. In other words, there is a b'chin of ribui shemen, where if you try to jump too high on one shot, it'll last for a minute, and then you come tumbling down. That's the warning here. That's the kind of warning. And again, if you try to have a valavayshi spal kolei and kulei, but gambalei das nefesh leitoi. Without Torah, your tefillah is garbage. You're going to sit and daven all day, you're going to be davening about here. You're not even going to know what to daven. So you must take out time from Torah, from tefillah for Torah. Meisir oznai mishmaya Torah, from tefillah for Torah. Person says, I want to have a spedis, I don't want to go to shiurim. You have people in Eretz Yisrael, this is their style. They say that they're so holy, I'm in hispedis all day. You know, that kind of thing. That's their excuse for not listening to Torah. That puts a psul in the tefillah. That makes the tefillah gears. You can tell that it's nothing. Whereas a person, the whole key, Reb Kalman, especially, whenever you speak to him, his analysis of the beauty of Breslov, what did Rabbein Gazal have over all the other tzaddikim? There wasn't a single tzaddik from the beginning of time till the end of time who was so talented. The wording that he uses is like dancing right in the middle. Each tzaddik knew how to give eitzos. But the Eitzes, each one, it's so hard to be mechave in that nekutohem tzoy, that amudet am tzoyisa. Each one goes a little to the right or a little to the left, where it's very hard, where you can't have a perfect hatzlocha. When is there perfect hatzlocha? If you can have a tzaddik who can give you advice and show you how to dance, can tell you kol hayom kulei gesher tzar, there isn't a lot of room. I'm going to tell you that it's a very shmol brekel. You know, it's a very thin area, and I'm going to teach you how to dance in the Geshe Tzar, how to walk right up the middle, never going, not too much Torah, not too much Tefillah, not too much Chesed, not too much Din, constantly both ways. That's what made Rav Enizal greater than all other tzaddikim. That's why he says Rav Enizal is the meaning of Netzach, the fourth sphere, and that's why he always mentioned the Moshe of the sun. What's the oil that's mayor for the whole world? The sun. Why didn't Hashem create the sun on the first day of creation? Why on the fourth day of creation? This is a Goin's analysis of the topic of Bria Salam. He says, because what's the purpose of the sun? The purpose of the sun is to light up the world. Now let's say you have a bright light. No matter, you have a light that's bright enough to light up this whole room. I have a 500-watt bulb. If I put it over there, it's understood that over there it's going to be too hot, too bright, and over there it's going to be too dark. Put it any place other than right in the center of the room, there's going to be a bechina of ribui oyer in one place and a chesaron of oyer on the other place. So Hashem, when he created the sun, wanted to teach this concept that when it comes to oyer, in order for oyer to accomplish its real mission, it's got to be right in the middle. Because we're talking about the sun, the most chashiv. Why wasn't it created the first day as chashivus? To show you that that's not oyer. Oyer that's to the right is not oyer, and oyer that's to the left is not oyer. The real oyer is the middle. Shabbos Kodesh is the holiest day of the week. Where was it placed? Right in the middle of the week, in the center. That's how it can function. If you don't have a Shabbos in the middle of the week, you can't. Who can go 7 days without Shabbos? You can't. But if Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, your whole thought is, oh, it's almost Shabbos. And if Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, your thought is, oh, we just had Shabbos, then you can make it through the week. And that's the whole beauty of Breslov. The fact that when Breslov takes over, you know, leaves, rockets past all the other tzaddikim, Rav Enizal said that nobody was as talented in this item as him, to be able to take the good of the Misnagdim and Hasidim and dance right in the middle. Always that Amud Adam Tzisa.
The sun was created on the fourth day. Why do we say Vahi Erev, Vahi Vayikra Yomech? What was Erev? What was
not sun? Not the sun wasn't the one giving light. Hashem gave light, but the fact that the sun was being mishnah. The Gemara said there's a whole machlokes in the Gemara that Kaviyach Hashem put the sun. There was a sun, but it wasn't put into position until the fourth day. That this whole Torah is about. But regardless of anything, what's the date given to the bria of the sun? It's the fourth day of creation. And this is Reb Kalman. I'm saying, who else could have
this
such
the one
an insight?
Shot about the room, about putting a light on the room.
Yeah, I wish he could be here to explain. Because when I first heard this, when you hear a person who knows something really well explain it, you literally go out of your camera. And his understanding of Breslov or of Torah is a real Goin's understanding. You know, the depth. In other words, he looks at Breslov, he doesn't see the surface. He sees, in other words, let's define, we're saying that this is a bit, what's big about it? In other words, if somebody were to stop here in the street and say, why Breslov, why not Sachmer? The answer is Sachmer is great, and Rabavitch is great. You want to find something that's right up, that combines both, that combines everything. Have Torah and Tefillah and Tzedakah and this. Everything in one is only this. Period. You look at any other group, they're either too much to the right or too much to the left. They try to put on Tefillah and Goyim. They say Tzionim Yimach Shemon. You understand? Either one is a Bechin of Ribul Shemet. And Breslov is right up in the middle. Be Metarev and Foshes, but with Sechel. You understand? There's hundreds, there's so much to talk about this, but I'm saying just let's have an idea. Baruch Hashem, that's really good. You follow? Those who didn't listen carefully when a person made a bracha to wait to get all a bracha and to say a name, those are the ones who are given this kolo chas v'shalom of malei paneihem kolon. So the Zohar Kodesh says, what's pshat? The Zohar Kodesh says this refers to one who doesn't say amen to a bracha. How do we see this? The Zohar Kodesh says the word malei is the letters elaine, one who is silent. Silent from what? The last letters of malei paneihem kolon make up the word amen. One who is elaine, from Amen, is Malay Pnei and Kolon, Vivak Shishim Hashem. That's what this refers to.